This conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Ken. I'm very impressed for all the work that you have done. Thank you so much.
Thank you very
I don't
much.
Want to take a lot of time. I just want to roll call to know who are in the call, who are of us are in the call. We have apologies from Stefan. And then you have the floor, so we do the exercise.
Okay, now? Is that convenient? Roll
yeah,
call?
Yeah, of course.
Roll call,
roll
yeah.
Call.
Gisela, do you want to do the roll call?
And good evening to everyone on today's Work Prioritization Model Working Group call. We've got Olga Cavalli, Chuck Gomes, Wolf Ulrich Knoben, Jaime Wagner. From staff, we have Ken Bauer, we have Liz Gaster and myself, Gisela Gruber-White, and we have apologies from Stefan van Gelder, and Glenn will be joining the call shortly. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Gisela. Ken, the floor is yours.
Okay, super. Thank you all, and welcome. On your screen, on the top left, you'll see an attendee list. Then you'll see an area immediately below it called chat, and I put a little note there just to welcome everybody. If, at any time, if you want to make a comment or and so forth, you can certainly do it in that chat window. I believe everything else I've locked out so that we can't undo things. I have set up a polling capability, which we're going to use, which you'll see at the. I just caused it to come up. So when it comes time to actually be involved in rating a dimension, all we have to do is everybody click on the correct button, like I'm doing. Well, when I open up the poll, then you'll be able to click on the buttons, and it'll tell us immediately what the results are, and hopefully that will speed things along. So. I'm just going to drag this out of the way a little. Well, I'll close it. I can open it again when it comes time. I thought the first thing we might do real, real briefly is just sort of cover where we are. All right, so we have received 6 sets of test ratings individually done by everybody that's on the list here now, including Stefan. The screen in the center shows the graph of the X and Y axes value benefit and resource consumption based on what you'll see here called raw means. And what that means is those are the absolute averages of all the ratings. And so you can see what the plot is. And as I made a comment in my summary, we have a lot of bunching in the center here between 4 and 6 on the y-axis and between 3 and 5. And that's just a natural function of having a lot of people with different ideas, and when you average them all together, things cluster toward the center. We anticipated that happening. It did indeed happen. And so that's one of the reasons why we're trying this group session out to see if we can't improve that somewhat. The next graph the same data, but instead of using means, M-E-A-N-S, I used medians, which is the middle value of all the ratings. And here you can see things spread out a little bit better, right? Although when you have some ratings, and we're going to look at those in just a second, somebody would rate a project from 1, and somebody else rated it a 7 on the same dimension. So it's a little bit tricky to use either means or medians when you have that much variability. Any comments on these first two charts? This is just in the absence of anything else, this chart, one of these two, would be our result. If we were using individual results.
Ken, Wolf speaking. So I have one question to those charts. The first is I compare both charts. So for me, wasn't clear the mechanism, from one chart to the other.
Yeah, that's a good question. I can answer that.
That means, for example, just give you an example. So I was looking for a project which got, from my point of view, as I have seen, the highest ratings, like PDP, for example. Huh? And that moved the second chart to a lower rating, let me say, to some extent. So that is compared to others. So if you look for the first chart, it's really at the high end, and then it moved down. So the question is why? That is my first question. And the other question is then, what is then the meaning really of these different charts? What
okay. Yes. Okay. If you look at the words right above the headings, project difficulty value, on the first chart, which I have displayed right now, you'll see that it says raw means. These are averages. This is the I took all six data points and I simply did the arithmetic average. And so in the case of PDP, you'll see that difficulty was 5.5. And value was 6.3, which is what caused it to be placed where it is. Now, the next chart uses median, M-E-D-I-A-N, which is a different statistic.
Yeah.
And in that case, we're not taking the average. We're looking at the middle score. And so things move around just a little bit. And so you can see now difficulty is 5.5, which is, you know what? I plotted something wrong. I put the wrong label on it. You see the label that says PDP?
Yeah.
That should say STI. I'm sorry. I'm wrong. I'm not. Erase that. don't record that last sentence. I'm down here on PDP. Yes, it's 5 and 6. And so yes, using medians instead of means causes PDP a half point drop on X. And essentially the same score on Y, 6.3 versus 6. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, okay, I saw that. But I was of the opinion, okay, if it used to be the highest value in the first, it should be also of the highest value in the second. But maybe that is really statistical. So that was my question. Why, you know, it changed between STI and PDP, the ranking, let me say, or the rating.
Yes, there are two different statistics. One is an average, one is a median, and they will always produce, not always, they will frequently produce different answers. And whether one's right or one's wrong depends on your philosophy and what you're trying to display. I showed them both just so we would have the ability to look at two different ways of doing it.
Okay.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is minimize this now so we can go to the other chart. Now,
but also, Ken, I think Jamie had a question.
Go ahead, Jamie.
Two questions. Just to phrase a little bit differently, the median is the most frequent score.
No, it's not. The mode would be the most frequent score. The median is the one that's
the
direct
yes.
center.
Okay.
Yeah,
the direct center between all of them, okay, between all ratings.
Right, so let's take a look. I'm actually looking at the ratings here, okay? And so if we look at, for example, this one is, this shows X and Y. Okay, so we're looking at Stefan right now, right? And so on Project 1, which happens to be STI, he rated X 7 and Y 7. And if I go to the next chart, which shows the X's, you'll see this a little bit more clearly. Okay, so for project one, which I have sequence one here, looking at just the very first project and looking across the X values, you'll notice that we have 7, 5, 1, 6, 2, 7, right? If I arrange them from low to high, the middle value is the median. And if I just take all the numbers and divide by six, then I get the mean.
Okay. Another question. I suggested that we made a compilation of which one were the extreme values and each person that had put this rating extreme value should. Justify why was that so? In order for we to make another round of ratings, will you pursue that? Will you do that or not?
That's exactly what today's session is about. As soon as we get through these preliminaries.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Sure. So the first thing that I want to show you is these are the test ratings by person. So we have Stefan, Wolf, Chuck, Jamie, Olga, and Liz. One of the things I commented on is you'll notice the XY correlation at the very bottom. So C-O-R-R-E-L. We have numbers ranging from a high of 87 to a low of 11%, which simply talks a little bit about the extent to which if I rated X high, I also rated Y high. And I don't want to spend a lot of time on that now because it'll derail us, but I think that may be a subject for us to keep thinking about as we go forward. So without too much further ado,
you have a question from Chuck.
Oh, I can't. Yep, there's hands. I see. Okay, if you'll lower your hand afterward, that'd be great. Hey, Chuck. Thanks, Liz.
Yeah, just a comment. I think we have to be careful from a statistical point of view because we're working with such a small sample, and it won't be a huge sample even with the full council involved when we're differentiating between mean, mode, and median. Certainly the median takes just the two extremes to calculate it. Jamie's question was a good one, whether we're going to, you know, have people talk about why they were extreme on some of them. That's a good one. So I think just a word of caution that with such a small sample, the use of statistical analysis tools is a little bit limited.
Yeah, absolutely true. Okay. I'm going to flip now to so I guess the first question that we want to ask is, in terms of our group rating session, do you want to use X's first or do you want to do Y's first? Value benefit or resource consumption? I can go either way.
I vote for value.
Value.
Okay. All right, so then I'm going to switch now to the Y values. All right, so let me start by pointing out those that are already colored and explain what I did, and then we'll get right into it. By the way, on the right, you'll see I have a place where we can capture the results of our meeting today. You'll notice that for STI, which is sequence number one, I've already plotted the Delphi score, which is 6.0. Now, let me explain how we got that. So we had a lot of commonality, you'll see, in the ratings, 7, 6, 6, 6, 5, 6. And so I took the median score in all these cases, and that gives you a Delphi of 6. If we go down to the green one, which is number 8, which happens to be PDP, you'll see there was a lot of commonality in the value rating, 6, 7, 7, 6, 6, 6. Again, the median value is 6. 10, 11, and 13, all very similar. And so I calculated those numbers. So I would propose that we do not have to actually discuss those today, and we could just begin right away with the values on number 2, which is Project IDNF. Chuck.
Yeah, just a quick question. So is the Delphi just the median of the scores?
It is.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Or at least in some cases it's also the mode.
Right. I understand that.
Yeah, okay, good. So I would start with number 2, which is IDNF. And while we have an X value, we do not have commonality on the Y dimension. All right, we have a 4, a 6, a 3, a 6, a 3, and a 2. Now, following the suggestion that Jamie raised, you know, would the 6s like to comment on why they saw this one particularly valuable? And maybe we can even ask Liz, because she has the low value, you know, what her view is. So we should have just a little bit of discussion, and then I'd like to try a poll, and we'll try rating it again.
Well, the 2 6s were of Wolf and me, yeah? So I can begin? Can I?
Yes, certainly.
Okay. Well, why I put a 6 and or a high value on ID Infrastructure Implementation Plan? It's just because I think this is of extreme value to the whole Internet community. I mean, the IDN implementation has a strong value for the community. And following my reasoning that the whole is is more valuable than its parts, and thinking of the internet community as a whole, as the biggest whole. So that's why I put a high value, not as high as the first one, but a high value on this.
Okay, Wolf, would you like to comment?
Yes, but I would like even like to comment in general, because you know that question, how I rate it, you know, this UI value, it touches all the other projects as well, because I noted that in my answer, that I tried well to find a stomach feeling. Let me say that in German words. Because so I'm not very much familiar with some of those first projects. So how to rate? So in this case, this specific case, I was very close to that, what Jamie was telling me, was just telling. That means I thought, okay, from a kind of political, internet political point of view, so IDN, a right value, so to implement, to be implemented. That was all. That was the reason why I called for six. So.
Okay, thank you. Liz, do you have any comments there?
Well, I'll just do a quick phrase so we can do this kind of quickly. I don't have a big commentary on why I rated it a 2, and it's not a commentary on the importance of IDN Fast Track at all. It was just that it wasn't a PDP, and it wasn't something that had been a council priority in terms of focus and activity until very recently, where there hasn't been much of a council position coming out, although I guess it could. You know, what's the extent to which this little group will impact the overall implementation of IDNs? That was the disconnect for me. But I could be persuaded to rate it highly or more highly or drop my vote out because I don't feel strongly about it. That was just the rationale.
Any other comments on this before we try a poll? Yep, Chuck has his hand up.
Yeah, my comment is, you know, I looked at this one, I guess from what I know is going on this particular issue, because I'm actively involved in the IDNG group. It really depends. I agree, Jamie and Wolf, with your comments, but not everybody in the community takes that same position. As an existing PLD operator, I think this one's really important and helpful because our customers have been waiting for IDN top-level domains for our gTLDs for a long time, many, many years. And I think that there's demand in the community for it. But I'm also aware that there are those in the community that are fearful that any sort of fast track for IDNs will delay the things they want, which is more new ASCII gTLDs. So I guess I was looking at it more from what I know in the community rather than the way I personally value it. Just sharing that for your information.
Olga?
Somehow my feeling was similar to Chuck and to Liz. I think it's very valuable for the community. There is a lot of value, but not as high as other projects, and also we are starting with this process, so this is why I didn't think that it deserved a 6 or a 5. It was a 3 for me.
Okay, let me just to barrel through and see if we can test this process. Everybody's pretty much had a chance to talk. We've looked at item IDNF. I'm now going to ask everybody. I'm looking for 5 answers here. I'm not voting. I'm just administering. So I would ask you all, I'm going to open the poll, and please go ahead and click the rating that you would give it after the discussion. And by the way, I don't presume that there's going to be any identification by name. We're just going to see the totals, and that's fine for a group Delphi.
So the same project, Ken?
Yes, this is number 2, IDNF. Please give it the rating you would give it now after the discussion. I need one more rating. 3, 5. Okay, close poll. We have three fours and two fives. That's a whole lot closer than we had before. Should we accept that as the group? I guess I would give. Shall we give it a three?
You mean a four?
You mean four. A four?
I'm sorry. We could either give it the sort of a median. Well, the median will be a four.
Right.
And we can consider that one complete. Everybody okay with that?
I would like to understand. I would like because I didn't quite understand what Elise spoke, and I would ask for Chuck to repeat a little bit or rephrase his comments. Could you, Chuck?
Sure. You want me to go before Liz? My working in the IDNG group, which, as Liz said, is not a formal working group, or it's really a drafting team to maybe come up with a charter for an IDN fast track. I have become very aware. In fact, if Stefan was here, he's one of those in the registrar community that is really afraid that any sort of an IDN fast track. In other words, IDN GTLDs may be going ahead of other new GTLDs, that will cause delays for the other GTLDs.
You're saying, you mean CCTLD, right, Chuck?
No, I don't. The whole idea of an IDNG working group was to try and minimize the gap, the timing gap, between the introduction of IDN CCTLDs and the introduction of IDN GTLDs. Keep in mind that the GNSO Council took a position a long time ago and has maintained that position that IDN CCTLDs and IDN GTLDs should be introduced as close to the same time as possible to avoid any competitive advantage.
This is Ken. Can I interrupt?
Yes.
This is a point of order. In the interest of trying to get through these ratings, and what we're trying to do here is test a process out of group consensus building around these values and ratings. If we find ourselves into discussions about the merits of these things, we will never finish. And again, it's not important at the moment that we get correct ratings. It only matters that we test this process out.
Again, a question in that regard, though. won't we run into the same thing when the council's doing it?
Well, if they're going to do it in groups, they will have plenty of time to discuss and all the merits. But I'm suggesting that we don't take that time here because our ratings don't count for anything. These are just test ratings.
So this is a group effort right now, okay, I forgot that issue. That's a good point.
Okay,
Ken, if I may, I think we're rating individually and working as a group. I think that what Ken is trying to tell us is that we're trying to see if the methodology is working and not the essence of each rating.
That's right. Thank you.
We are testing the methodology, and as far as the methodology is concerned, it seems to me that we got a good agreement around the number rating four. We don't have to have a full consensus, and it seems to be a good convergence that we achieved already.
Yes, I quite agree. Wolf has his hand up.
Yes. Well, let me just point out the biggest problem I have with this method is, you know, right now, when we are going to rate and the kind of, let me say, consensus for rating, it starts to touch the whole building, you know, I had in mind. So So when I look at all those projects, you know, it, all those projects are rated relatively against each other. This means right now, if I go, for example, from a six in that project to a four, immediately I start thinking, okay, what are the other four I have? Are those justified to those level again, or what does it mean? You know, so the whole building starts out to get unsolid. So that's my problem I have. So therefore, I need discussion about that to some extent.
Any other comments? Okay. What I would suggest I do then is I'm going to clear the answers for this particular poll result. I'm going to leave that up and move to number three, GEO. Now we're on the Y value dimension, and you can see that the results we started with are 2, 5, 1, 4, 1, 1. So we have a fair amount of commonality between the 2, the 1, the 1, and the 1. So maybe we can ask the 5 and the 4 to talk a little bit about why GEO was perceived higher in value. Do you want to start, Wolf?
Yes. Okay, it's easy. It's very similar to the second one. I was thinking about globally political, let me say, in that sense. So geographic definition of geographic areas is... it's a basic precondition, you know, for all the other things, you know. That was my opinion. And therefore, I gave him a 5.
Jamie, how about you?
Yeah, well, I was trying to avoid the ethnocentrical Occidental approach, because I think there is some. I took the expression that was in the description here. Due to the nature of geopolitics, categorizing a territory or country into one of these regions is not always straightforward. Well, it seems to be straightforward, but. Since it was written here that it was not, I presume that this would pose some important questions to the overall global community. But I on the other hand, I thought that this would be very not general. I'm inclined to lower my rating.
Okay, we'll have an opportunity in a second to do that. Do any of the ones want to say a word about why they thought it was of relatively lower value?
I will.
Chuck?
Yeah, geographic regions affect the CCNSO a lot more than they do the GNSO. They affect us in terms of our requirement to meet geographical diversity requirements, but how they're defined has a lot less, at least direct impact in the GNSO than it does on the CCNSO.
That's right.
Olga had her hand up.
Yes, my comment is as being the representative of GNSO in this working group of georegions. Our role there is exactly what Chuck said. It's relevant for ALAG and for CCNSO, and we are there to see how the process is evolving and see if we also meet the requirements of geographical diversity and if there are no conflicts in some parts of the regions. But it's not a major issue for GNSO, so maybe my rating was related with that feeling.
This is Ken. I want to just a point of order too. Our definition for the y-axis was not GNSO importance. It was overall ICANN and ICANN stakeholders. And we can change that. But I want to point out that if we make a value judgment about a particular project based on a set of definitions that is narrower than we originally intended, that will cause these numbers to move around.
I think we might want to consider that going forward, but we don't need to do that now.
Okay, fair enough. I'd like to open the poll now and try another rating.
Okay.
All right, poll's now open.
3, 4, one more.
Okay, we have 5 ratings. Close the poll. And we have 2 1s, 2 2s, and a 3. The median score there would be a 2, if I've captured that right. Everybody happy with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is there a reason why those aren't showing up in the Delphi column? Or?
I haven't put it there yet. Oh, I'm sorry. When you say Delphi column?
Well, I'm looking.
Oh, yeah, I can't. That's the document there is static. That's actually a PDF. So that's why I created the discussion notes on the right where I could capture the data.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Discussion notes on the right? Where?
Do you see discussion notes on the right side of where? That's where I'm putting the answers.
Discussion.
Oh. There should be a right-hand box.
Yeah.
Along the
middle. I see. Okay, yeah, got it. Okay.
Okay, great. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to clear the answers, and let's move to travel number 4. And here we have 521431, and Stefan has the highest score. So maybe we can ask Jamie here and one of the ones to maybe discuss a little bit what you think about travel.
Well, I just thought that there are a lot of people that can that would not participate if they don't have the support from, and since there is not a clear policy, I think this is what this working group is doing, and I think it is valuable, and it would add much efficiency to our work if there was already such a policy in place.
Okay. How about any of the ones
I surely know that it doesn't affect the overall community, and but in some way it does affect, because people that are not participating today, sometimes they don't participate because they don't know how to get the funding to travel to the meetings, and so if it were published, if there was a policy that were publicized, then it would add to the more participation from the overall community.
Okay, thank you. Do Chuck or Liz want to comment on the from the other side of point of view?
Sure. First of all, I don't think that we can necessarily conclude that since we started funding more travel that it's brought in new people. I think what's happened is we have funded people that were already participating. So obviously they were going to participate whether the travel was funded or not. So I don't know if that assumption is correct. Secondly, I think that, and I understand the limitations of our remote participation tools that help people to be able to participate remotely. But ultimately, funding travel for people won't scale if we really want to, broaden participation. We're going to have to come up with better remote tools along the line of what we're using now to get people to really broaden participation. So funding of travel is never going to scale for in terms of what we want in the global community. So I know it's important on a lot of people's minds, but I just don't – all the things we're working on spending time on travel to me is gives less value than most everything else.
I noticed that Olga has her hand up. Is that from before,
yeah.
Olga?
It doesn't matter, but I have a comment for travel.
Okay, you have the floor.
Thank you. I have been the chair of this drafting team, and let me remind you that it was formed after a new travel policy was issued by ICANN. And what we have been trying to do is that this travel policy recognized the hard work that GNSO means and the challenge for many people participating in the council. And this is why we have been doing this working, this drafting team, and we were quite successful because now the whole GNSO is supported for travel. This was the major reason for this drafting team. And I have a comment from before. I think that we should look at this project as a GNSO project. I agree that community is important, but it's not the same problem for GNSO council members for traveling and participating and giving their time, a lot of time, than for other supporting organizations. It's not the same problem with geo-regions. It's not the same. So my focus, at least in my ratings, was looking from a GNSO perspective.
Jamie, you had your hand up?
Yes. It's just so I agree with Chuck that we should other kind of technology that would allow for remote participation would improve better global participation. But this we would have to, particularly in the other countries that are not the developed countries, the people minds would have to change before that. I know, probably first they would have to come to a presence, and then learn how to do a remote participation. So I still think that a publicized travel policy would add some participation from other from people that are not still yet participating.
Okay, this is Ken. Maybe this would be a good time to try a poll. Let's see if we can.
Just 1 second, Ken. This is a Adobe point of order. What is that symbol next to my name and Olga's name that we have no control over?
It looks like it's a microphone, but
you can take the microphone down. You clear my status is what you do.
I did that, and I didn't do anything.
Because I see that, too, on yours and on Olga's.
That doesn't work. We don't need to spend time on it.
Chuck, try this. On the button at the bottom, next to where the little guy with blue, there's one called Talk. Turn, click Voice Off and see if that changes it.
Voice off.
That's that assuming you have a microphone. There it goes. Oh, no?
No, it's high, medium, low.
No, on the very top it says voice on, voice off.
Very top of what?
Oh, well, of that, if you hit the little drop-down button, it says voice options. I have one that says voice off, voice on.
I don't actually see that, Ken. I don't know that.
Oh, that may just be an administrator, right? I turned voice off, but it doesn't seem to make any difference.
I thought
okay,
you could be able to clear.
We can go on.
Okay, sorry
I'll
about
just
that.
I'll ignore it.
Okay.
Olga and I, it means Olga and I are special.
Let's try a rating on travel, number 4, and I will open the poll. Well, I just found out. Wait, I found out how to turn it off, guys.
Thank you.
I have the control at the maximum, at the administrator level. Okay, we have 2, 3, 4. One more rating coming. Who hasn't voted?
Well, I thought I did. I mean, I can't tell. I mean,
Shall I close it and try over? Clear?
Will it let me do a second vote if my vote wasn't, it was already counted? I can't tell. What I thought mine, let me,
okay. Left. Okay. There we go. We have, all right, we have two ones, two twos, and a three. Again, the median there would be a two, and we're pretty close, pretty tight. Everybody okay with using a two there for travel?
Yeah.
Okay, done.
No problem.
I'll clear those results, and we move on to number five, which is post-expiration domain name recovery, I believe. Head. We have 5, 4, 4, 4, 3, 6. A lot of commonality, actually. Liz, maybe it'd be good for you to talk a little bit about why you saw it as a six.
This is actually a huge area where we get complaints. I think there's a compliance and complaint sort of customer satisfaction issue here.
Any other comments among the threes and fours as to whether it merits a higher rating in your mind or lower?
I guess I had one other little thing, which is also that I think it's probably something that where some easy changes might be made, easy in quotes, that would actually be helpful.
But that's the other dimension. That's a question of difficulty and and cost, right? We just want to, so I think if I heard you right, you're saying that this has a lot of value to ICANN in the sense of eliminating a bunch of knotty problems or something.
Well,
like.
I think I would say it would help the ICANN community be more satisfied.
Any other comments? Olga, you had the low score there. Any thoughts?
Well, no, it's not the lower. It's not a one. It's a three.
Well, I mean, it was the lowest of the ones that were. Yeah.
I think there is value and benefit, but not that high as other projects. Maybe this is why I rated a three.
Okay.
But maybe it's ignorance from my side. Maybe this is.
Well,
right.
Do we want to try a poll and see?
Yeah, sure.
All right, I'm going to open the poll. Let's take another whack at number five, PED. Looking for one more? Okay, we have 3 4s and 2 5s. So it would probably come out as a 4, or we could decide on a 4.5 if we like that answer better. I would suggest following the approach we've done before, our median score is going to be a 4. Everybody okay with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, Ken, in terms of just the ease of the process, is there space in the PDF, instead of having sequence number, which has very little value for us, actually putting the project abbreviation there?
Oh yeah, there's room. It honestly.
I'm just suggesting that for going forward.
Yeah, if I had it to do over again, that's what I would have done.
Just a reference for the future. As
certainly.
We, you know, little improvement things we can.
Yep,
make.
Absolutely.
Chuck, I had the same problem at first, but then I used the right. At the right, you have discussion notes. Then you have a table. But for improvement of the for future, I would also put the
yes.
For this.
Let me say to everyone, amen. Yea, verily, will be done. I got it. that change will be made in the next iteration. Okay, number six. This would be ABUS. This is abuse. Registration abuse, I believe. So the scores were 5, 3, 1, 7, 2, 6. Chuck, you have the low score. Would you like to tell us about that?
Sure. I really think this particular focus, for the most part, gets beyond ICANN's mission. And so even if they produce some results that may be recommendations for the community or so forth, it can have very little impact, in terms of ultimate value in terms of registry agreements or registrar agreements, and ultimately benefit to the end users.
Jamie, you had the high score. You want to take a shot at it?
Yeah, I'm kind of overwhelmed by the abuse of internet, and so I think that I have a strong feeling that and strong position that I can is doing very little, and registries and registrars over the world are doing less than they could to ensure or to help fight against abuse. And I think this is a very signaling. If we give a lower rate to anything that respects abuse, this would reinforce this impression that I don't know if it's mine, but it seems to me that it's of the overall community that registries, registrars, and ICANN could do more than they are doing right now.
Okay, Chuck has his hand up, and I have when I approve it, it'll turn to a microphone, which means you've got the floor. And Liz, I'm sorry, your show's mic, but yeah, we'll go to Chuck first.
Okay.
I'm starting to learn how this works.
Okay, good. I'm learning too. Yeah. By the way, Jamie, and I think you understand this. It's not that I don't think that the abuse is not a serious issue. I just think that most areas of abuse are not within ICANN's mission of limited technical coordination of domain name identifiers. So that's why I think abuse is serious. It's a serious problem. I just don't think most of the forms of abuse are within ICANN's mission. So no matter how big a problem we think it is, there's really ultimately not a whole lot we can do about some of those forms of abuse because they're outside our mission.
Okay, Liz had her hand up next.
I still think that we can do. I can do more than it's doing. Well, okay.
Okay, so it's Liz, and the reason that I rated it high was actually a kind of a narrow reason, because I actually agree with Chuck overall that most of what is abuse overall is outside ICANN's remit overall. But the one reason why I rated it high is that I think we're going to debate this for a while until we get clarity around the definition of what registration abuse is versus broader abuse over the Internet. And I thought it would be beneficial for the community to have more clarity around what the definition is to kind of address Jamie's point, because there is this feeling that, gee, ICANN should do more and someone should do more, and certainly the variety of abuse and understanding what we mean by abuse is, you know, and that's the first step towards trying to find solutions. But in terms of what's really in ICANN's remit, it's small and relatively small. And I just think there would be clarity in getting the contract, the RAA, is not very precise there. And there's some confusion and debate that we keep running into that I think some clarity around that, which I hope will come out of this working group, would be useful.
Okay. I'm going to give Olga the mic.
Yes, thank you, Ken. I think that the differences that we're having in our ratings are related with the perspective that we give to each rating. For example, in this case, my opinion was that what this means for GNSO and for ICANN, which is the role of ICANN and GNSO, and the same happened with geo-regions. This is something to have in mind when we define our methodology. We have to be very clear how we are rating each project.
Okay. Do we think we should try a poll? And then I want to call up. I'm sorry?
Can I just...
Yes. Jamie?
Just to reply to Olga, that when we define that the y-axis, it was a suggestion of mine that we would rate first things that were important to the overall internet community, and not to particularly the GNSO or ICANN in first place. ICANN was the second, and the stakeholders that are present in GNSO would be a third level of concern. It's just to make this observation.
Okay. Let's go ahead and try number six, abuse. Let's try a poll. I'm going to open it up now.
Hey, Ken, while we're doing that, another suggestion on the display where it says Y values, the same thing would apply for X values. Instead of putting values, let's put the definition of the Y-axis and the definition of the X-axis.
Yeah, in fact, I almost, for just a second there, I was going to reach into my email and pop out the definition and put it right in the chat so we can all look at it.
Yeah.
It
so happens on this one that the word value is there, which accidentally correlates. But
yeah, I agree. Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4. We're missing one. We got 5. We're still quite spread. Now, in a situation like this, we have a 2, a 3, a 4, a 5, and a 6. Jamie's original idea, we would have another round of discussion while these scores are still up and see if we can narrow down the variability here. Does anybody have an interest in doing that? Or we can take the median score, which is a 4.
Honestly, I think we should take the time here if we don't need to. But I think this is pretty interesting because I bet there's the same kind of variety of opinion on the whole council.
Yeah. All right. So let me table that question about what to do with this particular one, ABUS, and make just a point of order here, because I noticed that we're about a couple of minutes before 4, and I don't know whether everybody plans to be here for just an hour or if we actually have 30 more minutes. I had hoped that we would finish both the Y and X values, but at this rate, we won't even finish Y. So let me start by asking if everybody could just indicate whether you can stay 30 minutes more or not.
I can.
I can.
I cannot.
Okay.
I can stay for 15 minutes.
Okay.
Let's do the 15 and try and get through the Y.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, fine. Now, so what we have to decide to do, what we have to do now is decide what to do with this one, ABUS, which still has quite a bit of variability in it.
Let's come back to that one. Try and get the others.
Okay. That's going to cause me to write down what I have so I can remember it. Otherwise, I'll forget. And so we have a 2.
Excuse me. If we intend to pursue the original methodology, the 2 here would have to appear before everybody and say why it put the 2, and the 6, which is me, try again a defense to defend the.
Yes, we agree, Jamie. What we decided to do, though, is to put it aside and come back to it. But
okay.
You're right. If we were following this procedure and we had unlimited time, we would just keep working on this until we reached a tighter consensus. But we don't have the time, so I'm going to close the poll. I'm going to clear those results. But I've noted them down. I wrote them down on a separate piece of paper so that we'll remember them. Let's try, as Chuck said, let's see if we can get through some more of these. Number 7 is JIG, and we had, I can't remember what that stands for now myself.
So that's the IDN.
Joint IDN
group. Okay, that's number 7. So we have a 4, a 6, a 5, a 7, a 4, and a 3. So Liz, you have the low score in this particular one. Maybe you can talk about why.
I don't have a strong opinion. I would defer to a 4. I mean, I would change my vote right now to a 4.
How about Jamie? You gave it a
discussion.
Well, let's go to Wolf. We haven't heard from you in a bit. You had a
and 6. Part of it is the discussion we had earlier, and just my own. I think Olga's right about how we come with our own perspectives, and I would just change right now to a 4.
Yeah, and by the way, the perspectives is absolutely perfectly okay. That's exactly why we're doing Adelphi, because that's how the learning process is supposed to occur. Nobody is expected to have all the answers or the right answer. It's a group process. So Wolf, you gave it a 6. Maybe you can talk about why you thought it was so highly valued.
Yes. Well, it's IDN, about IDN, so I rate it. So from a global perspective, relatively high. And I think in this case, it's different to the fast track because it's related to GNSO as well here, more than the other one. And also personally, or maybe I was thinking about this, my wife is Chinese, so I have a strong feeling to ID.
Jamie?
Well, I think, first of all, I think IDN, abuse are two items that impact the overall community very, very strongly. So, and I think that made me give a strong rating, high rating here is what is written in the description here is the issues of common interest may include aspects of variant management for the root zone, submission and publication of IDN tables, and updating of IDN guidelines. So I think that if it is not there is not a uniformity of treatment, I thought there could be problems that would not have a smooth implementation process. So I think it's not the only important but also urgent in face of the deployment that is taking place.
Chuck.
Yeah, real quickly, I strongly support IDNs and the need there. The reason I wasn't quite as high, and although I was fairly high on this one, is because the variant issues and issues that this group is working with are primarily oriented towards a subset of scripts and not all scripts. So it's not everybody in the community that benefits, but certain ones it's essential in.
Okay, let's try a poll. I'm going to open a poll up now. This is number 7, JIG. One more.
It'd be really nice if this thing showed when the poll thing was open. I find myself clicking when it's not open yet.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Yeah, I don't have any control of that. All right, I'm going to close the poll, and we have 3 5s, 1 4, and 1 6. It's everybody okay if we give that one a 5?
Yeah.
Okay.
That process worked pretty good. I'm going to clear the answers. All right. And now number 8, we already agreed was done. Number 9 is working group team. This is one of the 5 GNSO improvement working teams. We started out with 6, 4, 7, 6, 6, 5. Actually, you know, we have the mode is a 6 in this case. We should probably hear from the 4 and maybe the 4 and the 5 and one of the 7s or 6s. Wolf, you want to say why you didn't think this one was as highly rated?
Yes, I was, you know, I was comparing all the organizational implementation work you have to do. Means comparing all the working team doing the implementation. This is working group, this is GCOTS, these are the other groups. So I was putting all these groups together in the same, exceptionally the PDP work, which I rate very high. So that was the reason why. So, and I rate it. I'm of the opinion that the organizational work is something which we have to do, but it is not as a specific value for the, how to say it, directly for the for the main for the policy for the internal policy. That's the reason why I rate it on average here.
Okay, Chuck, you had the high score there.
Sure. To me, the working group model and the PDP itself are the foundation of everything we do, and as such, then it impacts the whole community. So I just think that both of those areas, PDP and working group working teams, are the foundation of what we do. So that's why I consider them top priority.
Any other comments?
It's Liz. It looks like Olga lost her audio. She can't hear.
That's
not the Adobe. That's the phone connection. I don't know if we called her, but Gisela, if you could try to, did we call her? Or did she call in?
Yeah, it's important.
Hi, Liz. Was that Glenn?
I think Olga lost her connection. She can't hear anything on the audio, on her audio. So I'll just say that. And then back to this, the only reason I rated a little lower was because I think we're already using the working group model, and while I think it's very important to get the rules right, most of what they're contemplating are sort of guidelines that we follow today anyway. So, and working off of the model that we've been essentially implementing.
So, sorry to interrupt, excuse me. Olga dialed in herself.
Yes, and I just answered. She asked if she should call again, and I said yes.
Okay.
So let's see.
Can I speak?
Yes, Jamie. Yes, you have the mic.
I would like to comment on what Wolf said, and I think PDP and working group are. I don't understand why to value that much differently between both. Because I understand that PDP is a high value for our work, but working groups, I think I would put them at the same level, because the working group is the tool that makes the policy work and the discussion of the policy. And it's mechanics, how they will function. It's for me, it's essential. And I would make the same PDP and also the working group.
Okay,
that's what I did, in fact.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to open the poll, and let's give this working group one another try. Here we go. One more?
Well.
Okay, close the poll. We have five votes. Let's see, we have two fives, two sixes, and 1 7. The median score there would be a 6. Is that acceptable?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Great. I will put 6.0 up there, and I will clear the results. And we're off to the next one, which is number 12.
Can you move the rating, the polling thing up?
This?
The little polling box is covering up some of the
numbers.
Notes.
What's the description?
Yeah. Can you move the rating?
Up. So right now we can't see 12.
Wow, it's funny. I see it on my screen. well, okay, you don't have to see on the right the discussion notes. It's just all it says is X equals and Y equals. I'll fill the number in after we get it done.
No, it's just because we are using this to have the abbreviations and not the numbers.
Tell us what 12 is then.
Well, actually,
I'm sorry.
We're on 10.
CCT.
12 is CCT, communication.
Yeah, but we're on 10.
No, 10 and 11, we had Delphi scores.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, okay. 12,
yep.
Right.
That's okay. Good. You're following along? All right, so number 12 is the CCT, the communications team. On my screen, the voting poll is not covering any of that, but I can see that depending on resolutions and screen sizes, it probably does. Okay, number 12. We started out with a 6, a 3, a 5, a 6, a 4, and a 5. Again, not that bad. I mean, that one would be close to having a commonality. Wolf, you gave it a 3. How about talking a little bit about that?
Yes. At the end, you know, I compared relatively to the other working teams. So, and I was of the opinion if I compared to the working group team and to the others, so which I rated is 4, then that was my rating was, okay, the CCT is a little bit below of that. That was the value of that. That was my impression, you know, and therefore I gave them 3.
Okay. Olga, you haven't said anything. You want to talk a little bit about this one?
I'm thinking about that could be if 5 or 4. All the work, these work groups are somehow in the same place in my mind. I don't know why. Maybe it's what it's take. I would go for a higher 4.
Okay, I see Chuck has his hand up.
Quickly. One aspect of this group's work is the website, and the website affects everything we do. If it's well done, it affects all these other things, and so. I think some of the other work that they're doing isn't quite as high a value, although important, as this, but the website in particular is an element,
yes.
And that's why I lean towards the slightly above, or maybe even more, just because of the website, but certainly slightly above.
Okay. Let me go ahead and open the poll at this point, and let's see how we do. Two more. One more. Wow. Okay, great. We're finished. I'll close the poll. We have 4 rated it a 5 and 1 4. The median score on that would be a 5. Everybody okay with that?
Yep.
Super. That worked out well. Great. Let me clear those. And number 13 is already done, 14 is next, and 14 says RAA, for those who can't see it. If I move it up here, does that help? I can't
IR.
Hear.
Oh, there you go.
Does that help? I don't know, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get you to do earlier.
Okay, well, everybody's got a different screen resolution. Yeah, I've got this enormous screen. I can see everything clearly. Okay, number 14 is RAA. Now, wait a second. I don't have the Delphi score on 13 written.
3.5.
Yeah, let me get that right in there. I missed that one. Okay, number 14. We started out with a 4, a 6, a 5, a 7, a 5, and a 7. So maybe we can ask the 7s to talk first, and then we'll look at the four, Stefan's not here, so we'll have to ask the 5s.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jamie, you want
to
go?
Come to me. Okay, well, I think that there are many things that are deserving attention in the RAA, I think the other way around, I contradicted myself, because I think that in this particular point, I think it pertains so much to the ICANN and GNSO particularly, and it has an impact in the overall community. But it pertains too much. It's very in the mission of ICANN and GNSO. So. I think it can, well, that's why I thought it has impact, and and I think it has too much to be done yet still. But I'm not very familiar. Okay.
Okay. Do we have any other hands up? How about either Chuck or Olga? You gave it a 5.
Well, I think that there are some possible improvements to the RAA that can be a lot of value to the registrants. That's the way I did a slightly above. I don't think all problems can be solved that people want to solve via the RAA. So that's why I didn't rate it higher than that.
Okay. Any other comments on number 14, RAA? Okay. How about let's try a poll. I'm going to open the poll right now. One more. Still looking for one more. I got 4. Somebody not vote?
Jamie might have needed to drop off because he...
No, we got it. Okay.
There it is. Okay. We have 2 5s, 2 6s, and a 7. The median score would be a 6. Everybody okay with a 6?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay, great. We close the poll, clear the results. We have one more to do. Hopefully, Jamie can hang in there for just this last one. This is number 15, IRD. We started with a 5, a 4, a 5, a 7, a 4, and a 4. Yeah, Jamie, maybe you can give your thoughts, and then we'll do a quick poll.
I'm always doing okay. Well, why if I had that one? Who is also a sensitive matter, you know. And the problem probably is that I am of too much concerned with abuse, and I think who is a matter of abuse, and I give a strong rating to anything that that is related to abuse. Still, I would like too much to hear from the other guys and put a lower value.
Oh, okay, great. Chuck has his hand up.
Yeah, and you know, the more I think about this, I mean, the bottom line is who is protocol we use today doesn't handle IDNs at all, and that's as we're moving to IDNs, it's critical that it does, and we're way behind the power on curve. So I'm surprised I didn't rate it a little bit higher.
Any other comments on 15 IRD?
A comment to why I rated this way is maybe I'm wrong, but so my understanding was in the register transfer policy. I couldn't see the value, you know, the general value for the overall community. I just saw it for the registrars, let me say, something for the registrars and maybe registries as well. So that was the reason why I rated relatively low. So maybe I'm wrong, because I'm not very much familiar, but that the description gave me some such feeling.
It's not a value. It's for registrars. It's actually a cost item if they make the changes in the WHOIS protocol. I don't think it's necessarily valuable, except that their customers will now be able to see their IDN names more appropriately, and those who are monitoring them, whether it be trademark holders or anything else, will be able to have a better set of information that isn't so limited by the protocol that's archaic now.
I'm sorry, this is Liz. Wolf Ulrich, I think you were thinking of the transfers, the IRTB, which is 13.
No.
And this one is the IRD. Gosh, these acronyms are terrible. But this IRD is the Internationalized Registration Data Working Group. That's the joint ESAC GNSO working group to look at the way that WHOIS treats registration data, and the fact that if registration data is input in local character sets, it may not be readable by people that you are only in ASCII, who are only reading in ASCII. So I think it's a different issue.
Yes, I think so. But I was thinking about the inter-register transfers because I only know, you know, from the description, or see there is something going on between registrars.
Oh, that's right, because this is on the IRTPA, inter-registrar transfer A, where they wanted to have the ability to transfer registrant information, like email information, who is data, between registrars using
yeah.
who is. This was a feature, a potential future feature of who is. That
okay,
I think,
maybe I have to learn a little bit more.
No, but I think you're making a really good point that is that that's actually picked up, that particular issue where we can't lose it. It's in the Who Is Studies project. I just wanted to make sure, level set, that we were talking about the same issue together, but you raise a good point because we decided to remove all those Who Is Studies from this process for now, and we've got that one item parked in that category for further work.
Okay. Jamie had his hand up.
No, just I really have to leave now. So can
okay.
we open the poll?
Yeah. Okay, let's open the poll. Here we go. This is IRD. Two, three, four. One more. Okay, this one came out 2 fours, 2 fives, and 6. That median score would be 5. Everybody okay if we use 5?
Yes.
Okay, close poll. Say goodbye to Jamie, everyone.
Goodbye, Jamie.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye. I'm sorry for leaving so early, okay? Bye.
It's okay. Okay, so we mission accomplished. We got through the whys. I'm going to go ahead and minimize this. I'm going to have some thoughts that I'll put on the list. One of the questions I want to ask everybody is, you know, how did you? I don't want to say how'd you feel about this process, but you know what I'm getting at. I'm asking about, did you find yourself compromising or learning? Those are the kinds of questions that I'll try to put a few thoughts together and put them in. Meanwhile, I will also update this diagram, and I'll put the abbreviations where it says sequence number, and I'll update the Y values that we now have, and so the next time we look at this chart, it'll actually have the correct information in it.
How are we going to handle 6?
Yeah, I have a note there. You know, just from the point of view of just moving forward, I would just suggest we give that a 4 for now, remembering that we are only trying to evaluate the process here. In fact, we could come to the conclusion we don't even have to do the X's, although it might be valuable to take one more group session to do that because these dimensions have different characteristics. I mean, we discovered right away that some people were thinking GNSO, even though our definition said ICANN in the global community, and so we want to also test out our definitions as well as just our rating concepts here. In case that might change the way we think about this going forward in the recommendation. Any other thoughts about that? Okay. The other thing that I would suggest, and I should really turn this one really over to Olga, our chair, is what can we do over the holidays, or when would our next session logically occur, and you know when can people get together?
Maybe perhaps Gisela can send a doodle with some options, or some of us could say when we are not available. I will be around all the time because I already went for holidays, so I'm mostly available, but I understand that's not the case of many people. So if we could perhaps say now who is not available, which days, we are not many. So
who's not available next week?
Well, my general understanding from just looking at various email lists and people commenting is that the 30th is not good for a lot of people. I don't know. We could try the 28th or 29th.
That's okay with me.
Gisela, is that okay? Want to try a doodle for 28 and 29?
I'll do that.
And we'll see if we can come up with one more session. If we can get four or five people on either of those 2 days, we can finish up the X's. And then the next meeting after that, we can try to do some evaluation, analysis, and thought thinking about what we've done and what we like and what we didn't like and what worked and what didn't work, and take it from there. And that would be the first week in January, I guess, sometime in that week. Should we also try, Olga, do you think, to create a date for that now or wait until after the 28th, 29th?
I think that perhaps the doodle could have both.
Can we try two doodles, Gisela, and look for, is Wednesday the 6th a better day for everybody?
Depends on the time. I'm going to be in Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. We might need a face-to-face.
I've heard this one before.
Yeah. Let's open a pool for that and say we choose if it's there or not.
Okay. Don't you think we could just make a decision that it's there?
Yes.
You're the chair of the travel committee.
Do you want to try let's limit? Do you want to limit the poll to just the 5th, 6th, and 7th, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or?
Chuck, those dates.
I'm there the whole week, so just do what you think best, and I'll respond.
You have that, Diesel?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, good.
Are you sending some summary notes after this meeting about what we did for Stefan, especially that he could not attend?
Yes, absolutely. I'll not only summarize what we did, I'll also have some thought questions that you might think about between now and our next session. And then I'll also do some updating of this material to reflect what we've done.
Great.
And post it to this Adobe Connect room.
So we are done for today?
That's up to you, Madam Chair.
I think we've done a great job, and I really want to commend you and Liz again for very helpful and supportive tools and all the work that you're putting in this. So we will talk again next week. Have a nice Christmas, all of you.
Thanks to you. Thanks,
everybody. Congratulations, guys. We got through. I see a whole series of numbers down that Y column. That was great. Very well, very well. Okay, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Great holidays.
Bye.
Bye-bye.